Former Vice President Mike Pence, literally, as they say, just landing in New Hampshire on his way to a book event or two in his latest book, So Help Me God. Former Vice President Mike Pence, good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you for being with us, sir.
Hey, Jack Heath. Great to be on Good Morning, New Hampshire. No better way to land in Manchester than to be on your show. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Before we get into maybe some of the public policy that you might be asked about today, you have an event later on tonight. We just had one of the hosts on talking about that. Your latest book, So Help Me God, tell us about it.
Well, it was a great privilege for me to have the opportunity to write my life story. And I've been so humbled by the response and the enthusiasm for So Help Me God around the country. We've literally been traveling from coast to coast. And it really is just a story of growing up in a small town in southern Indiana, son of a combat veteran, a first-generation Irish-American, and growing up, being taught to love this country, starting early on in life to have a greater understanding of the American founding and the Constitution, coming to my faith in Christ, marrying the girl of my dreams, and then having the opportunity to represent my hometown in Congress, to serve as governor of Indiana, and then ultimately as vice president. But all along the way, it was God's grace, my family, and my passionate belief in the ideals of the American founding that guided us every step of the way. And I hope as people read So Help Me God, they'll see that when it comes to the Pences, where it's all about faith, it's all about family, and it's all about really believing in this country and in the foundations that we find in our Constitution and our Declaration.
Let me ask you this, and I imagine your faith will have something to do with this decision. Ultimately, you're here in New Hampshire again. Republicans nationally are respecting our primary, unlike the Democrats nationally. You're here, Mike Pence, and you've said on this show before that you're going to take a look at this and decide when the time is right. Does the fact that your former boss, Donald Trump, announced after the midterms affect your opinion either way of whether or not you run for president or not in 2024?
Well, Jack, I'm always humbled when people ask about our interest in the highest office in the land. And, years ago when people first asked me if I ever thought about running for president, I always answered it the same way. I'd say, well, no more, no less than any other kid that grew up with a cornfield in his backyard. That's kind of what it is to be an American. But I would tell you, for me and my family, it's all about a calling. As I write in So Help Me God, I was told long ago there's two kinds of people in politics, people that are called and people that are driven. And if you read that book, you'll find out I've been both in my life, to be honest with you. And for the last 20 years, for Karen and me, it's always been about trying to respond to a calling, to step forward where we feel like the Lord and the people that we would serve would have us go. So it's good to be back in New Hampshire. I'm looking forward to talking about the book today and meeting some people that are supporters of our foundation in Washington, D.C., but after the first of the year, after we spend time with family, we're going to discern our calling. And I promise to keep Jack Heath and Good Morning New Hampshire posted.
Mike Pence, I want to ask you the midterms as we head into 2024. The midterm elections, the red wave nationally are in the federal seats and here in New Hampshire in these congressional seats, of which, by the way, Donald Trump made some endorsements. Didn't seem to matter here in a lot of the congressional seats. Historically, sitting president, same party running Congress and the White House, record high inflation, Joe Biden not even popular among his own party. There was supposed to be a red wave, bigger margin in the House. Republicans were supposed to win the U.S. Senate. At least one of the seats here was supposed to flip if you look at the historical odds. Why wasn't there a bigger red wave in your mind, Mike Pence?
Well, Jack, I number one, your reading of history is exactly right. The first midterm election for the party in power in the White House is usually tough. And with the failed policies of the Biden-Harris administration, inflation at a 40-year high, gasoline prices through the roof, the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, the crisis at our southern border, I think all of us were hoping for a much more decisive victory in the House and to win the United States Senate. But the truth is, as you look around the country, the results were fairly mixed, but I think there was a common denominator, and that is that candidates that were focused on the future, candidates that were focused on the issues the American people are struggling with today, actually did very well, Jack. You look in the state of New York, we may have elected the entire margin of the new Republican majority in Congress with four new Republicans in New York. Other states around the country saw decisive victories statewide in places like Georgia and Florida and Texas. And now Iowa, every single member of Congress in Iowa is a Republican. But again, as you look at those races, I honestly think that candidates that were looking focused on the future, focused on the challenges today, did well. But the candidates that were focused on the past, that were focused particularly on relitigating the last election, did not fare well here or elsewhere around the country. I think the Republican Party's got to be the party of the future.
Well, just quickly, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I gave some commentary the other day. You know, elections are about the present and the future, not the past. But your former boss, Donald Trump, I know you're not a spokesperson in defending him, but just a few weeks ago was still trying to relitigate the last election, referring to fraud. And even questioning the Constitution. That was a tweet he actually sent out. Is that a way to win in 2024? I mean, the former president seems more obsessed with the past and the last election than he does the future.
There's very little evidence in the midterm elections that the American people are going to be living in the rearview mirror come 2024. In fact, I think it's exactly the opposite. And I'm glad to know that you've assessed it the same way I have, Jack. I said when I went in and campaigned with Governor Brian Kemp the night before his primary that he won by 50 points in Georgia, and then he went on to have a 7-point win against the most formidable Democrat candidate in the country. I said the Republican Party has to be the party of the future, and whether it was that race or other races around the country where we had candidates that were focused on the failed policies of the Biden administration and how we can move past those policies and restore American strength and prosperity and security. Those candidates did well, and I think that's going to be true. That's going to be true here in New Hampshire and all over the country when those primaries kick into gear in 2024.
Before I let you go, I know you have a schedule. Again, Mike Pence in New Hampshire live, just off the airplane. His book out, and he's going to talk about that today. Real quickly, you know, the Republicans do have the House nationally, and I don't know if it's going to be Speaker McCarthy or not, but do you think they run the risk, too, of getting jumping into investigations and sort of get the other side, whether or not, I think there's a lot of legitimate questions about the whole Hunter Biden flap and fiasco legally and maybe criminally, I don't know, but you know, talk about the future, supply chain, energy, moving forward, inflation, jobs, small business. Do you think the Republicans in the House will do better if they focus on things like that in the future versus kind of getting caught up in having another special investigative hearing or, you know, kind of get the other party?
Well, Jack, first and foremost, let me just say, I was there the last time we retired Nancy Pelosi, and I'm counting the days to see her hand over the gavel to Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who I know will be the next Speaker of the House in a new Republican majority. And look, it is important the Congress does oversight, and that is, we have a separation of powers in this country. The accountability that the Congress can provide to actions by the administration at home and abroad is essential. But I really believe that the most important work the Congress can do is literally producing one policy after another that'll get this economy moving again, that'll lower inflation, lower gas prices, secure our border, end the crime wave in our major cities, and protect the liberties of the American people. Now, a lot of that's going to end up on Chuck Schumer's desk, and it's not going to go any farther. But I think for Republicans going forward, it'll be important that we do the oversight, do the accountability. But as I advocated in my foundation in Washington, D.C., we came up with what we called a freedom agenda. People can read all about it at advancingamericanfreedom.com. A positive, conservative agenda. We ought to pile it on Chuck Schumer's desk, do everything that we can to put it out there for the American people, and lay a vision for how we're going to turn this country around come 2024.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this, and again, the book, so help me God, Mike Pence. And I was just going to ask you real quickly, and I know it's a long answer given your faith. You've been very outspoken. You've been on the show before. You're a devout pro-life candidate. But some of the Republicans in New Hampshire, Democrats, spent a lot of money saying that their opponents would ban abortion federally, even though that wasn't the case. I think abortion played a bigger role with younger independent voters. I may be wrong. As a Republican going forward in 2024, should Republicans modify that message and make it more about the individual now that it's a state issue? You know, do you have any new feelings on that, or does it change your thoughts?
Well, Jack, you know me well. I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. But I think in the last election, there were two different types of outcomes. Number one is we had candidates that on the Republican side that allowed the Democrats and the liberals to define their position, and it was rough because the Democrats are the ones that hold the extreme position of abortion on demand all the way up to the moment of birth and taxpayer funding of abortion. But Republicans that allowed the Democrats to define their position, did not fare well. But I'm telling you what, the men and women out there who articulated a principled and compassionate support for the sanctity of life, those candidates did well all across the country. And I do believe that as much as the Republican Party must be the party of the future, we must also be committed to the sanctity of life. And I believe that more and more Americans will continue to rally to our cause.
Thank you, Mike Pence. Again, the book, So Help Me God. Thank you for respecting New Hampshire's primary, for being here, for being candid and answering the questions. Make it a great Monday in New Hampshire. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jack. Great to be back on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Thank you.